have it, grab a Bible, or if you have a Bible on your phone, just we're going to be in 1 Corinthians 14, and I'd love for you to have that, because I'll kind of, we're not going to walk all the way through the chapter, but we're going to touch through a lot of the chapter, and I think it just provides a lot of wisdom and practical teaching for us as we get into this, and it comes to just this way to pray together. And so, really excited about this. What I want to share, let me see if I can pull it up. You know, I think as we shared last week, and I so appreciate it, so many of us have, we, the conversation we started last week was just the different ways that we have experienced and grown up with praying in the Spirit, with the Holy Spirit. You know, it was really interesting and just a good conversation to have. I asked, and I asked about just your experience with the Holy Spirit and definitely with tongues, but definitely, you know, I talked about that. And almost all of us went to the experience of gifts of the Holy Spirit and are in, and specifically tongues and that conversation. And in Pentecostal churches, that's where the conversation tends to lead. And yeah, I think we all get it. That's only a small slice of the pie. It usually gets a lot of attention, but I think it's only a small slice. But I do think there's something powerful about that, that honestly, in my life, I have downplayed because of abuse I've seen, or because of it's a touchy subject. So let's just kind of walk, you know, it's better to just keep our distance from it. But I really do think there's something the Lord wants to give us as a gift. And if you began reading P3, you began kind of hearing and experiencing and seeing some of that. So what I want to do tonight is just kind of, again, talk through this concept, what P3 is. It's kind of a way of praying in the Spirit together and allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us. So we're going to start in 1 Corinthians 14 because Paul is using a chapter to talk about how do you be Spirit-led in a corporate gathering. And I'm just going to ask you real quick before we do this. Strip away your, he's going to use words like when you do this in church. And I just want you to strip away the picture of American church in a Regal Theater of 200 people. Can we just do that? It's not that he wasn't speaking in that context, but he wasn't speaking in that context. I also want you to just kind of strip away the idea. A lot of times in this passage, people talk about, well, some have the gift of tongues and some have the gift of interpretation. Have you ever heard that teaching? Just raise your hand if you've heard that. You know, that's actually never said in this text. Some have an interpretation and they can do that part. And then some have the gift of tongues and they can do that part. And so you need to figure out which one you got. That's really not at all what Paul is saying in this. And so I think because of that, we sometimes limit what the Holy Spirit can do. And we're going to look at that real quick and show you a few places why that really is that's a teaching we've been taught on the scripture, but it's not really what the scripture says. So let's dive in and just allow the Lord to speak to us in this passage. So I'm going to start at verse 1. I'm just going to read the first 5 verses because it just kind of sets us up. It says, following the way of love, follow the way of love and eagerly desire gifts of the Spirit, especially prophecy. I think it's so interesting that he calls out that one, especially prophecy. For anyone who speaks in a tongue does not speak to people, but to God. We're going to touch on that here in a minute. And indeed, no one understands what they're saying. They utter mysteries by the Spirit. But the one, let me pause this right there. So they utter mysteries of the Spirit. And what we see is Paul is specifically addressing praying in the Spirit, praying in tongues. And when you're doing that, you're uttering the mysteries of God. But then right here at this verse, he pivots. He says, but the one who prophesies speaks to people. The one who prophesies is not just speaking to the Spirit, or it's not just about the mysteries of God, but now you are speaking with understanding, speaking to people so that they can understand. And then he gives these 3 words that are so important. The one who prophesies speaks to do 3 things: to strengthen, to encourage, and to comfort. And that's kind of how Paul sets this whole topic up of being Spirit-led and praying in the Spirit together in the church, as the church. And so Paul does that, and then he kind of takes the rest of the chapter to get real practical. And we're not going to, as I said, we're not going to hit it all, but you'll see him, he just kind of gets very, almost nitpicky. Okay, we're going to, this is how we're, the order's going to go. This is how we're going to organize things. But what I want to do today is kind of hit on some of the themes that we see repeated throughout and help us understand again, how do we do this together to be led by the Spirit. So I'm going to pull up an outline for you, and I was going to, oh man, I need the host to allow me to share my screen. Man, this is getting tough.
Can you get a word, please?
Please.
Okay, let me look at the options. How do I do this? Advanced sharing options.
I was going to give you guys blanks, so sorry you don't have blanks. That I'm going to just break your heart.
Okay. Go ahead and try that.
Awesome. Okay, can you guys see this okay? Give me a thumbs up if you can. Awesome. So I want to talk about this whole idea of the pre-three. It's three kind of, it's a process of praying that just allows us to kind of press in together. So the first one is this, is praying in the Spirit. And that's really what Paul talks about first. That, hey, I like every one of you pray in the Spirit. And he really focuses in on that. And then this is what is really cool. Earlier in the letter in Corinthians, you don't have to turn there, but and I want you to look at it. It's right here on this document. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Here's what Paul understands praying in the Spirit to be, or what he understands that the Holy Spirit gives us. He says in the second chapter, in the same way, no one knows the thoughts of a man but the spirit of a man. And in the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Think about that. And so what we have received when we receive the Holy Spirit is not a spirit of the world, but it's the Spirit who is from God, the Spirit who knows the thoughts of God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. In other words, Paul makes a connection that praying in the Spirit or praying in tongues is praying, is allowing our spirit to talk and commune with the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God that knows 100% the thoughts, the pure thoughts and will of God. So when I pray in tongues, it's not just prayer filler. It's actually a prayer filter. It actually allows me to pray in my spirit, to pray the perfect will of God the Father. In Romans 8, it says that actually what the Spirit does for us is the Spirit actually prays through us. The Spirit himself intercedes for us when we don't know how to pray. So that's this whole idea that praying in tongues or praying in the Spirit, it's not about just praying at the end or praying to fill space. It's really about allowing our spirits to align with God's perfect will. Does that make sense? That's what Paul is saying here when he says that, listen, this is what the Spirit of God gives us. This is what we have received. And so I will tell you, there are a lot of times I wonder if my prayers align with the will of God, right? When I'm praying for other people, I wonder, God, do I pray for healing? Do I pray for perseverance? Do I pray for, correction? Or what does this look like? How do I know your will? And what Paul was saying to the church is, hey, I want you to understand that when you pray in the Spirit, you're praying 100%. And if I know a way to engage in my spirit with the will of God, 100% his will, I'm going to lean into that. I'm going to press into that, and that's what I want us to do. When we pray in the Spirit, let me find this, what he says. Let's see what he says about our minds. Look down here at verse 13 real quick. I need to shorten this up. He says, for this reason, the one who speaks in a tongue should pray that they may interpret what they say. I'm going to get back to that in a minute. For if I pray in a tongue, listen to what he says. My spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. So when I pray in the Spirit, what Paul is saying is, it is spirit to spirit communication. In other words, when you're praying in the Spirit, your mind is not always fully engaged. I don't know if you've ever prayed in the Spirit and your mind can wander. Your mind can kind of float. And that's what Paul's talking about here, that it's a spirit to spirit pray. And so what does he say? So what should I do? Do you not pray in the Spirit, or do you not engage the mind? He says, no, I will pray with my spirit, but that's not all I will do. I will also pray with understanding. I will sing with my spirit, but I will also sing with understanding. And again, let me go up to this verse 13. He says, for this reason, The one who speaks in a tongue should pray that should ask God that they may interpret. In other words, that they may understand what they are saying. So that second place of prayer when we pray together, and what we're about to do is we're going to have a moment where we just pray in the Spirit and allow our spirits to align with 100% the will of God and His Spirit. And then we're going to pray and ask God for understanding. And that's not a gift of understanding or a gift of interpretation that one person in the group has. That is what, as look what Paul says. He says we should all pray that we would understand and be able to interpret in what God is speaking. Again, and so when we're hearing the voice of the Lord, and after we have prayed, we pray with understanding, what we're doing is we're asking God, God, speak to me about what you want to say in this moment. And there's a filter for that. He said it in verse 3. The filter for anything when we are speaking out for people is we speak for their strengthening and their encouraging and their comfort. So anytime we're gathered together as a church and we're praying in the Spirit, that's the filter I use for what the Lord is speaking to me. So I do not speak condemnation. That's not the Spirit of the Lord. There are absolutely times for correction, absolutely times for rebuke, for the Spirit to rebuke us. What Paul is saying is in the church, when the church is praying together in the Spirit, that's not the space for that. And so that's more of a private setting. So we want to recognize that this is what he's saying. There's a filter for how we do that. And then finally, he says, I love this picture. He says the tone should match the message. Verse 6, he says, listen, now, brothers and sisters, if I come to you and I speak in a tongue, what good will you be unless I bring some kind of revelation or knowledge or prophecy or word of instruction? So in other words, praying in the Spirit and together as a church, if it doesn't come to something that has understanding, it's what good is it? And this is Paul, not me, okay? And he says, even in the case of lifeless things that make sound, such as the pipe or the harp, how will anyone know what tune is being played unless there is a distinction of the notes? Again, I love this word. How does the trumpet... if the trumpet does not sound a clear call, clear notes, if it doesn't make it clear, who will get ready for battle? He's kind of trying to call people to say, hey, when you're sharing what God has spoken, you need to do it in a tone and in a way that people can understand. And I think that's really important because I think many times, think about how you've heard people share the word of the Lord in a service. Sometimes it can come off with King James, or sometimes it can come off very yelling. They're saying God loves us, but they're yelling at us while they say that. And it's like, well, that doesn't really match the tone, right? I mean, that I don't know if you've ever had that experience, or there's just different ways. And Paul is, you know, this might sound like, Brandon, you're being a little, you know, practical. No, this is what Paul is telling the Corinthian church to think about, how you're responding and how you're encouraging one another. He says the tone should match the message. And then I love what he says in verse 19. I know we're skipping around, but he just says, listen, when it comes to that moment, when it comes to the moment when you're praying with understanding, he says, I speak in tongues more than all of you, but when I'm together with God's people, when I'm in the church, I would rather speak 5 intelligible words and instruct others than share 10,000 words in a tongue. And so the way I say this is, I think when we're praying with understanding, we want to capture the nugget. And so again, let me kind of back up a little bit for us and see. What we're about to do is we're going to take some time to just pray in the Spirit, and we're going to just allow the Spirit to work. And if you've never spoken in tongues, that's okay. You can still invite the Holy Spirit to begin praying through you. In fact, what it says, what Jesus said, is we can ask for the Holy Spirit to fill us. And so this would be a good time. If you've never asked the Holy Spirit to speak to you in that way, or to give you that prayer language, you can ask right now. We're going to do that, but we're just going to take about a minute and just allow our spirits to align with His spirits. And when we do that, we're going to do that in a tone that matches the message. So we don't need to scream. We don't have to yell. We're on Zoom. We can't hear each other anyway. But if we were in a room, what I would say is we were going to do this just at room level speaking. We're going to speak in tongues. And for me, that's uncomfortable. I pray in tongues like a whisper, like only me and God. But I think I just really the reality of just allowing us to put ourselves in that space of letting the tone match the message. And then we're going to, after we do that, I'm going to kind of bring us to a moment of saying, okay, we're going to pause, and we're going to ask God to give us understanding. And we're going to ask God not to, you know, for each of us, we're each going to individually ask God, is there anything I need to understand about what your spirit wants to speak? And that's kind of the nugget. And when we do that, there's three kind of ways that God speaks to us. And we see this all throughout scripture, Old Testament, New Testament. We see that when God has spoken to people, sometimes he will point them to scriptures. That's true all throughout the Bible. I mean, how many Old Testament prophets do you see? They're quoting scriptures. The word of the Lord is, and they're quoting a scripture. God will constantly point us back to the scripture as a way to affirm his will. He'll also give people in words or impressions. Like, consider the story of in Acts when Ananias goes to Paul. And, he's told, I want you to go find Paul in the house. That's this moment where the Spirit of God gives an impression to Ananias, and he goes, walks in obedience. You also see in scripture, well, God will speak to people through pictures. You see that again when it's the Old Testament prophets. You see that in the New Testament. You see that when Paul is praying on one of his missionary journeys and God gives him a picture of a man in Macedonia. God can speak to us in those different ways. And so it's okay as we're asking God to give us understanding. God may give you a scripture. He may put a reference on your heart. He may give you just one word, or he may give you a picture. And all those things are okay. And all those things are okay to receive. And so I just want to encourage you as we're doing that to receive that. And then finally, my other note with that, once we pray with understanding, what we're going to do is we're going to pray in agreement. And what I'm going to ask you to do is I'm going to ask you to, once we've had a moment to understand, to share if there's anything. And there's no pressure. If there's nothing God put on your heart, that's okay. But there may be something. And what I would encourage you, and what he kind of talks about late in the second half of the chapter, is not all of you, might come with a little piece, but it comes together as a whole. And so you can share your part, but trust God for the whole. So God might only give you one word, or God might give you a picture of something that you don't understand, but it's okay. I'd like you to still share it. It's just a lab. We're just practicing hearing the voice of God together. And then what we're going to do is I'm going to put it all together as a whole. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to allow us to hear what God says to all of us together as we do that. Have you guys ever seen on in a stadium where a bunch of people all have little cards, different colored cards, and like each person holds up a different colored card and you don't see the whole picture until everybody holds theirs up and it creates a bigger picture? That's kind of the thing that can happen when the Lord is speaking through people. In fact, there's actually scriptural evidence that there's sometimes that happened in Acts. I wish I could take some time to go take us there. But where they prayed and they heard the Lord say and they spoke back to the Lord, there's these corporate moments of prayer. And so that's kind of what we're going to do tonight. And then one final word just of encouragement. Verse 32, one of the just encouragement from Paul is, listen, the spirit of the prophets, it is actually subject to the control of the prophets. So, sometimes there's been in some Pentecostal traditions this feeling of like, hey, when the Spirit of God moves, it just takes over and takes control. And the reality is that's never how the Spirit of God works. And so the Spirit does not do that. In fact, it's the spirit of the prophets is subject to us. I mean, we can. And there are moments even where, man, if God gives you a picture, sometimes God can give me pictures and I can tell Hannah all the details, but sometimes I just need to give her the nugget. And really, if I'm really just trying to encourage and edify and strengthen her. And so that's just kind of, I think, an important thing to hold on when we're in a group setting, that we're submitted to the Spirit. And we're also allowing ourselves to be submitted to the Spirit for that purpose. Does that make sense? Are y'all tracking with me on that? Give me a thumbs up if you are. That's good. So listen, we're going to take a few weeks to just do this together. And so what I'd like to do now is we're just going to take a minute and ask the Holy Spirit, hey, would you speak to us together? And so the way we're going to do that again is we're going to pray in our spirit language. Allow our spirit to align with God's spirit. And I'll kind of instruct us back and forth. Then what we'll do is I'll invite us to kind of come to a close after about a minute. Then we're going to move into a time of praying with understanding. I encourage you to unmute your mic and just share what God speaks. I'm going to take notes of what God says. And then once we feel like God has spoken everything, We'll just kind of read back and we'll add our agreement and pray with agreement and add our yes to what he said. Cool? Cool. So why don't you just now in your room, in your space, just begin praying in your spirit. Again, if you've never prayed in tongues, it's totally fine. Invite the Holy Spirit to begin praying through you. Invite the Holy Spirit to just begin speaking to your spirit and trust him with that. But feel free to ask him to come. And we'll just take a minute to do that. And again, I'll kind of lead us through. Just continue to pray. Continue to allow your spirit to just align with his spirit. Keep praying, keep praying, keep pressing in. Allow your spirit, your mind might be unengaged, but allow your spirit to speak. Okay, and let's just bring it to a close. I just want you to ask the Lord to ask him for understanding of what his spirit was just speaking to you. And just hold that for a minute. If he speaks a word, if he gives you a picture, if he gives you a scripture, feel free to look it up. Turn in your Bibles. Just take this minute. Allow the Spirit to lead you in that time. Awesome. And I'm just going to invite you right now, just if there's something the Lord has put in your heart, a word or a picture, just share. We're just going to share one at a time. I might kind of cut it in and out and ask for clarification, or I might ask for some timing as I'm writing this out. But just feel free as the Lord is speaking. Just feel free to unmute and just share what he said.
Okay. I had a dream last night, and I was laying in bed, and I felt a wind blow across me. I mean, like a wind. And I was like, what is that? And I felt like the Lord said, that's my spirit. And I, in my mind, I said, what do I do? And he said, just breathe it in. And then I felt the wind blow over me again. And in my mind, I was like, nope, I'm not going to tell him, but nobody's going to believe this. This is so bizarre. It really felt like a wind blowing on me. I felt it on my skin. But I, when we were praying, I just felt the Lord telling me I needed to share that with y'all.
Awesome. Thank you. Go ahead. Anything else from anyone else?
Just like, don't be afraid. Like, just to be allow the time and the space to invite the Spirit. Like as I was speaking in like tongues and praying my language, I just felt God reminding, like, just me, you know, personally, like, I'm here with you, and that's okay. And everything that you went through today or have gone through or experienced or different emotions, that I know what that is, even though you may not know how to voice it. But if you just continue to stir up with this language that I've given you, even though you don't feel like it sometimes or make the space to do it, it's okay. And in time, I'll help you deal and put the pieces together and help you work through it.
Thanks.
As I was praying in tongues, the next thing I knew, I was just supposed to worship God. And and praise him. So it was a back and forth of praying in tongues, and then I felt like he was interpreting that as, you're worshiping me, you're praising me. Mm.
Awesome.
I felt like God gave me the scripture out of James, chapter 1, beginning in verse 2. It says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally without reproach, without terms and conditions, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like the wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord if he is double-minded man. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I think the what was really highlighted to me was verse 5. It says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally without reproach.
Mm. Good. Anything else you felt like the Lord spoke? Again, no pressure to hear. This isn't something we're trying to produce. We're just receiving. And so I do want to just create the space. Anything, Hannah, for you? Mm-hmm. I'll share just the Lord just put on my heart, restore. That's the only word I had. And, you know, the only other thing. As I'm doing this, the other thing I just felt is, you know, we didn't ask the Lord for anything specific. We didn't ask him. We weren't praying about a specific task or specific need or specific thing. I think sometimes the Lord can lead us to that. And so I do feel like this is a word for you in each one of you. But I also feel like this is a word for specifically. And I felt like this on when Kelly, you began sharing your spirit, your dream. I felt like, Darrell, the Lord just put this on my heart, put you just right in my mind. And I didn't even know what she was about to say. So I do feel like this is a word for us as a team. But Darrell, I really feel like this is a word from the Lord for you. So I want to share this. And What I did is, as I just wrote down what you wrote, I put it in first person because this is what the Lord is speaking. So I just want you to receive this and hear what the Lord is saying. Lord says, I want you to feel the wind of my spirit blowing across you. Just breathe it in. Don't be afraid, but allow the time and the space to allow me in. I am here with you, and I will put the pieces back together. Just worship me and praise me. And when you seek me with your spirit, you are worshiping me and you are praising me. James 2, 1 and 2, just count it all joy when you fall into those trials, knowing that my testing of your faith produces righteousness, produces the character, produces a purity. Ask me for the wisdom and I will give it to you liberally. Ask me in faith, do not doubt, for I will restore you. Amen and amen. I feel like that is the word of the Lord. Does that just resonate in your heart as you hear that? I want to invite you just to open your hands and go ahead, Dee.
I was just going to confirm. I mean,
that's a word for this season of life. So,
yeah.
Well, hey, let's the final way is we just add our amen to this and say yes. So would you just open your hands and let's receive this word. God, we just receive now, God, your spirit. Lord, we just pray right now you would come and allow your spirit to blow across us, that we would feel it. Lord, that we would breathe it in. We choose now to breathe in just the refreshing breath of your spirit, the wind of your spirit. Lord, not only that we would feel it on the outside of our skin, but we would feel it, Lord, going through our bodies, Lord, going through us. Lord, I pray that just that spirit of fear would be broken. Mm-hmm. And Lord, as we just allow our spirits to speak to you, that God, you, as we give time and space to this as a team, as a church, Lord, as we do this individually, Lord, that we would sense you here with us. Lord, that we would sense you putting the pieces back together, even the things we don't see and we don't understand, even the things we can't put our hands around. Lord, I just pray that would happen. Lord, I pray that as we reignite this sense of our spirit communing with you, that Lord, there would just be this kind of back and forth of worshiping, praising you and praying and aligning ourselves with your will and then worshiping and praising you. And it would just be like this one motion that wouldn't be separated. Lord, I pray that, Lord, even as we fall into trials, Lord, we would be able to count it all joy, knowing that what you are doing right now is not just, it's not just testing us for testing's sake, but you are producing something in this testing. Lord, we thank you for that. And Lord, we do right now, we ask for wisdom, Lord, and we thank you that you give it. We ask in faith, we do not doubt, knowing that you will restore. And so, Lord, we receive that now, but Lord, we also just pray that over Darrell. Lord, we pray right now over his life, Lord, that there would be a fuller expression of your spirit coming to life in him. That beautiful picture of being in the spirit and worshiping and praising, and then being in the spirit and worshiping and praising, and it just being so back and forth, like it's just one thing. I pray that would happen in his soul, Lord, in this season at New Community. I pray that, Lord, for him, there would be this in this season, just where there are so many trials, where there are so many tests happening. I pray that he would see, Lord, what you are producing in this season. I pray that he would see the wisdom that's provided to him liberally. I pray that he would see the restoration that you are bringing. Lord, the restoration you are bringing in faith. Lord, we stand around him. We come around him and Aaron in this season. We just say yes to your purposes and your plans. Yes to this word over them that you're speaking at just the right time in just the right moment. And we add our yes and our amen to it in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Beautiful. Beautiful. Awesome. So if it's okay, I just want to take a minute and just hear your thoughts. What was that like? Have you done, some of you have